Dr. Tim Sullivan, Director of Pharmacy Market Solutions with United Healthcare. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, good to be here, Chris.
So prior authorizations are a pain point for physicians and other healthcare professionals. What's being done at United Healthcare to improve the prescribing workflow?
Yeah, I mean, great question. And obviously, you know, we're always at that, call it that inflection point. We need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to deliver benefits that meet the clinical needs of the members we serve, that do so in a manner that also drives an amount of responsible spending and affordability for the clients that ultimately are purchasing our benefits. And really at the crux of a lot of that is the management techniques that we put in place to do that. And programs like prior authorization, you know, the intent is we need a little bit more information from a provider, from a doctor, to make sure that we have a comfort level that that's the right drug for the member. Those programs are really effective, but what we've done in recent years is we built things like PreCheck MyScript, which ultimately the best way to think of it is it's us swimming as far upstream as we can in the prescribing process. This is embedded right in a doctor's EMR, their electronic medical record system, to make sure that when they go and prescribe a medication, that it's going to tell them, is that even covered for that member? And if, for example, it requires a prior authorization, we can let that provider actually execute that PA, give us everything we need to know right then and there at the point of prescribing. So what we're basically doing is we're setting up a situation where that member gets access to a drug that works for them. We've met that prior authorization comfort level, and it doesn't result in a stop or an inflection point at the pharmacy where the member can't get that medication and now the prescriber's got to do something different. So that's one really good instance of us sort of inserting ourselves a little bit into the process to make it a better experience for our providers and members and still bring that same level of clinical and cost value.
Can you go a little bit more in depth on PreCheck MyScript and how it works and how it's integrated with the EMR system?
Yeah, great. So I think folks have at least a rough idea of what an EMR or an electronic medical record is. It's really the, call it the point of everything that a provider does for their patients. So it's a system that their provider office or health system would run out of. And within there, one of the functions of all modern EMRs is what's called electronic prescribing. Really in earnest, gone are the days where a doctor writes on a pad, hands it to you, and you physically have to bring that to a pharmacy. You know, really the vast majority of prescriptions are electronically prescribed, and they almost all come out of an EMR, the electronic medical record. Literally the doctor's typing in the name of the drug and prescribing it for their member or for their patient, our member, while they're there. What PreCheck is, in earnest, it's a module within that doctor's EMR. And when they go to type in a medication, so if they're typing in, a cholesterol lowering drug, it's going to, what PreCheck does is it actually runs a live test claim against that member's exact benefit setup. And it kicks back to the provider in real time, how is that drug covered for that member, for that patient of theirs? And ultimately it gives them all the basics. Is it covered? If it's not covered, what are the covered alternatives? If it is covered, are there any lower cost alternatives? Or the example we went through right at the outset, Chris, if it requires a prior authorization, for example, it'll allow the doctor to execute on that right then and there. So the EMR, doctors are in that. That's not something new. They're playing in that all day long. What PreCheck is it's just a new module built in the EMR that allows them to execute on that real-time benefit check at the moment that they're prescribing a drug.
Can you give a real-world example of a patient visit and how this would work in practice?
I'll give a couple examples. A really commonly prescribed medication, cholesterol-lowering drugs, a class of drugs called statins. In fact, millions of Americans use those drugs. They're relatively interchangeable from a clinical standpoint, but the cost difference can vary widely from one to the next or from brand to generic. So in earnest, in PreCheck, if a doctor goes to prescribe, for example, for a United Healthcare member, they prescribe a drug, Crestor, it's likely going to give them lower cost options that we cover instead, generic options that we cover instead. And so that's a real straightforward example. Another example would be medications like drugs to treat ADHD. We often require prior authorization on those medications. They are in fact scheduled stimulant medications that we would have concern, some moderate concern around potential abuse for those medications that would extend outside of their original reason for treatment. So often on those medications, we require prior authorization. And it's really just, we just need to confirm that in fact, that member has ADHD, is a good candidate to use that drug. So that would be a simple instance where it might ping them that PA and give them the chance to just give us the confirmation we need right then and there at the point of prescribing. So it's really in earnest. The best way to think of it is it's giving us a chance to just nudge a provider into making the decision that's right based on that member's coverage. And the way I always say it is it's almost certain that the prescriber wrote for the right drug, but there are hundreds of formularies, right? Every carrier has their own formulary. Even within a single carrier, they might have many. So we're not saying to the doctor that was the wrong choice. We're just saying in that drug class, here's the one that's lower cost for that member's benefit design or lower tiered. So it's really nudging them in a direction to really ensure that they're making formulary adherent decisions that fit within that member's exact benefit setup.
Can we talk a little bit about the financial benefits for patients to PreCheck My Script? Like what are some of the benefits that patients might experience?
I mean, real world benefits. Every time a provider puts in a medication where there's a lower tiered opportunity. So right, I think we all understand tiering as it pertains to a pharmacy benefit. Tier one is going to be your lowest cost share medications. Tier two and three, and sometimes there's four tier benefit designs. So as you step up, that member cost share goes higher. So there's often instances where a tier three medication might have a lower cost drug in tier one, a generic or another drug in the same class that does the same thing. So that tier three drug is covered, but let's just say it has a member copay of $75. Tier one copays are commonly 10. So you're looking at a situation where if a prescriber picks a tier three drug at a $75 copay and there's a tier one opportunity available at 10, you know, that simple math, that's $65 a month that a member could save simply by that choice being made at the point of prescribing that is more formulary adherent. I think our data tells us that on average, when providers do make a switch of that nature, that we're looking at as much as $225 in real-time savings for a member. And it can be much higher than that, you know, if it's a medication that member might be taking every single month into perpetuity. So it really gives a chance to drive what can be fairly significant savings, particularly for the member.
Just a quick follow-up. Obviously, there's benefits to the patient, to the physician as well, where if it's a cheaper drug, then it might boost a medication adherence. Is there any data on that?
When we track PreCheck My Script activity and we isolate the instances where in fact the provider did make a choice at the point of prescribing to a lower tiered alternative, we are seeing increased adherence there. And there's a really what amounts to a mountain of clinical evidence and research that's been done on that space that cost does play a role into adherence on medications. And there's some thresholds there, but it is a relative truth that if you can drive affordability in terms of out-of-pocket member dollars, that it does make meaningful impact on them continuing to use that drug as prescribed. And our early data is starting to really bear that out for us as well.
That's great. So when a provider or a physician is actually using PreCheck My Script, and they see that cost information in there, where does that data come from? Like, is that real time data? Like, can you kind of give some context around the cost data that shows up?
Yeah. So it's real time. It's based on that exact member's benefit experience, and you know, let's be honest, healthcare and for better or worse, you know, I'm a pharmacist, but the pharmacy side of healthcare is extremely complicated. So, you know, if you're a member, you might be in your deductible phase. That's going to have a different cost experience. You might be post-deductible. Is it copay or co-insurance? And there's a lot of other programs that we could have in play that could, in fact, impact what the true member cost is of that drug. And all of that is defined within your benefit setup. And the only way to really know what that is to actually run a live test claim against your benefit setup, just like what would happen if you're at the pharmacy and they were processing your prescription. That's what PreCheck My Script does, is it actually runs a live claim to see exactly what that drug looks like from a coverage standpoint and cost standpoint based on that member's exact benefit setup. So what is returning to the prescriber, to the doctor, when they use PreCheck within their EMR is exactly what that member would experience if they went to the pharmacy at that moment and tried to fill that drug.
So for physicians who may be interested in checking out PreCheck My Script and seeing it in action, what EMR systems is this available in? So they could kind of cross-reference between what they use and what it's available.
Right. I mean, we're honestly, at this point, we're in pretty much all of the major EMR systems, you know, whether they be more of the cloud-based systems like a Dr. First or more of your traditional EMR systems like an Epic type system. So, you know, at this point, we've got fairly robust coverage. I think in earnest, if you look at all of United Healthcare's prescribers, providers, we're at a little over 70% of them now have access in their EMR to PreCheck My Script. And I'll often get asked, well, why aren't we at 100, Tim? You know, and this program started in 2018. So we were at zero in earnest. We were at 0% of our providers with it really only a couple of years ago. So we've seen a tremendous growth, really. It's sort of that hockey stick type curve where we're starting to get to a point where we've got really phenomenal saturation. And that's simply because we're more or less engaged with all of the big players in the EMR space, and we continue to fill those gaps.
Last question, is there anything else that's important for physicians to know about PreCheck My Script that we haven't discussed that you'd like to add?
Yeah, PreCheck My Script, that's kind of the way we face out on it. But in terms of a prescriber, they might know it, you know, more by the industry term of real-time benefit check. And the reason I say that is because when they're actually in their EMR, it's not called PreCheck My Script there. Each EMR might call it a slightly different thing. But that little module within your EMR, when you go to prescribe a drug and it's kicking you information on coverage, know that that's what that is. And we are making sure that those EMRs are that we're connected with them, that we're trying to continue to grow our footprint. But one of the biggest things I always tell providers is start to get comfortable with where that is. If you've got questions, work with your contacts at those EMR vendors and get more comfortable with it. Because ultimately, what we're trying to give you is information that really saves you time, gives an opportunity for members to have lower costs, prevents those stops at the pharmacy because the drug you pick, which is probably clinically the right drug, just isn't the exact right one for that member's benefit set. It's all trying to smooth out the experience, better experience for our providers, for our members, and an opportunity to ultimately lower costs. So I always say, that there's a lot of benefit there, but just make sure you're comfortable with it, know how to use it, and ask questions if you don't.
Dr. Tim Sullivan, thanks so much for joining me today and for your insights. I really appreciate it.